o'clock on Thursday, August, oh, do we need to?
I got it.
Okay.
Yep.
11 o'clock Thursday, August 31. Welcome to our special call to our emergency executive committee meeting. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Peggy, we have no guests, right?
Correct.
And nobody's, we're all here, so nobody's participating electronically. Are there any modifications? There is a modification to the agenda, correct?
Oh, do you want to talk about the meeting date?
Yes, if we, that's...
That could be new.
Well, we can do that in new business.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll hold off on that. No public comment was received?
No public comment.
All right. Item number six, Michael.
If you guys recall, at a board meeting, two full board meetings ago, we authorized me to approve change orders as the project has moved forward on the NFIL. There have been about $25,000 worth of things so far, extending walls, real minor stuff. There's another $10,000, I believe, coming on, again, minor stuff that happens during the scale, something we're doing. We also, I guess about 6 weeks ago, Bill and I asked those guys, since we seem to be running pretty well from a budget perspective on the project, to relook at five things that we pulled out prior to construction to kind of bring the budget in line and to leave us a contingency cushion of about $937,000, if I recall. And so we had them reprice those items. Those items included roller shades and primarily redundant systems, fans, water heater, and a boiler, as well as consideration for reinstalling or adding the ductwork to make more labs multi-purpose, if you will, in different places in the building. Culpepper did that, as you would expect. Everything is more expensive than the cost we deducted. And an example is a water heater was $9,000 before and is now $30,000. So having said that, Bill sat down with Mary Jo Spector. We talked about the idea of what does it make sense to do, given that it looks like we are coming in, you know, well ahead of our budgets. And FSU agreed with doing four things that I know Bill also agrees with, is that we add back in a couple of those things. Those things include roller shades and then the redundant fan system, water heater, and boiler, and not to mess around with tearing up ceilings, rerunning ductwork. That's a $500,000 undertaking and about an 18 or 20 week extension of the project potentially, which means I don't believe the number or the timing, frankly.
Right.
But on the first four things, we think we can do those within the scope of construction right now in terms of timing, no extension of general conditions. The magnitude of those, all four of those things, is $430,000. I think Peggy put a Culpepper on the back of that piece of paper you have there, should have some of the details. Yep. And that breaks it down. Again, the original cost on those things, just to give you some sense, was $213,000. So we pulled $213,000 out a year and a half ago, whatever it was, and we're adding back in $427,000. That will mean we'll have consumed basically over a little over half of our change order, our contingency. Again, although it was granted to have me, give me the authorization to do that two meetings ago, I thought it warranted at least a brief sit down with the exec committee to confirm everybody's comfortable with moving forward on making those changes and executing that change order. The reason it's urgent is because if we don't execute this really this week, if you will, then all of a sudden Culpepper is extending the general conditions at a cost of $10,000 to $15,000 a week.
Yeah. A week.
A week. Yeah, it's a big number.
So in order to make sure that Michael has the appropriate confidence and the comfort of signing off on this, Michael and I talked about it last week. It is not appropriate for us to put that burden on him without this executive committee at a minimum getting back together, talking about this, because it's not a typical change order. It's not the change order.
This isn't moving outlets.
Yeah, and it's adding scope back that was intentionally taken out at some point. So that's the purpose of today's meeting.
So just to clarify something you said, FSU by way of Specter.
And Tyler, who's also been involved with the construction of their project, said these are the redundant systems we would put back if that option exists.
Okay. And also the folks at UF, Ryan and I, you know, was talking about what we needed to cut out of the project to get it in. They gasped at a couple of things that we didn't have redundancy on.
Okay.
Okay.
And the architects. I mean,
yes.
Tim and everybody has unanimously agreed that with the funding
And when we did the deducts, they were prioritized, so if we did add them back.
Yeah. These were the first couple of things to add back if the opportunity presented itself.
And so today, if this action passes, it will then be brought to the full board to be ratified. But I think that the executive committee moving this request gives Michael the appropriate cover, and it's the right thing to do. So with that, I'll accept the motion.
I'll move it.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I will only ask, and I think I know the answer, but just to make sure, we're really substituting these things in, I think, at the expense of maybe not having some furniture, fixture, lamp space, and so on.
Correct.
But I'm assuming our prioritization says this is better than that. And so are we comfortable with that decision? And I am.
But, yeah, I mean, this money we had contemplated, if we didn't spend it, we were going to use on some of the FF&E for sure. And so now it's taken 450 grand out of our potential to spend on FF&E. We'll still hopefully have, you know, we've got the appropriation, we'll have whatever's looms left on our line of credit with FSU, and then we hopefully will still have several hundreds of thousands of dollars via construction.
Almost a half million.
And if we pulled it out and tried to save a few bucks, Bill and I did kind of run that scenario on some of these items to do them later, we might be right back in a bidding scenario of each of these things, because of so you're talking about RFPs, and it's just a slow process versus let's shoehorn them in, get them done while we've got Culpepper to manage the process. And obviously there's a 15% markup included in all these for their expert efforts, but that we thought that was warranted to just expedite the process and keep them having continuous ownership, if you will, of the project, as opposed to somebody comes in behind them, and now we're trying to figure out, okay, you guys messed this up, or you messed this up. They still are the kind of the owner for the perspective of getting this done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, it does shortchange our FF&E money, yeah, which we were already going to be short on. Yeah.
But in that shortchanging, FSU is also aware of that, and based on all the other conversations, their opinion in this obviously matters.
And the timing on the other stuff is flexible, really, yeah, unlimitedly flexible, really, when you think about bringing in furniture and fixtures.
Yeah, it eliminates risk and adds to the sustainability of the infrastructure. It's a catastrophic failure on the fan system. It means everybody loses everything
that they're working on in the lab setting.
Yeah. Well, I'm comfortable. I just thought it's
a fair question.
It just needed to be aired.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Call for the question.
Okay. It's been called for the question. All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay. Item number 10, new business. Peggy.
Oh, when I noticed our meetings for the next fiscal year, the default date for exec in November fell on Thanksgiving. As a matter of just getting the public notice out there and published appropriately, I just left it on Thanksgiving. But would you all like to move it back, which is what we've typically done, 1 week, and that would be November 16th.
Yeah, if there's a quorum without me, that
you
would
can
be
have
fine.
It.
So leave it there.
Very generous.
Could be a lunch meeting.
There you go.
So November 16th instead of the 23rd, is that all right with everyone?
It is certainly fine with me.
Do you need anything formal to do that?
I'll just change it. I'll change our notice.
16.
It's the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't need anything formal. I just wanted to make sure everybody was okay with it.
All right.
Thank you.
Is there any other new business or questions, comments, concerns?
We elected officers last time, sort of on a quick. Bylaws said we had to include the attorney. Is what we've done acceptable to everybody, or do we need to do something?
I don't
believe
the bylaws say that. I think that was a practice that had been done the last time we took a look. The attorney has, that was a process that somebody had accepted for the prior year and said we would have our general counsel recommend the slate. There's nowhere to be found in our bylaws.
There's a nominating committee.
Yeah, there was no nominating committee, but that reference to the general counsel is not.
I'm just happy with what we did. I want to make sure it meets all of our obligations.
Best we can tell for sure. Yep.
All right.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else? All right. The meeting is adjourned.